Americans from coast to coast have been rejoicing at the dramatic slide in gasoline prices. But what of the automakers who are plugging away, making green vehicles? The green vehicles that Uncle Sam's demanding, and then the automakers are trying to get us, the car-buying public, to embrace them. Writer Paul Eisenstein covers the auto industry as publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul serves up an in-depth look at the state of alternative fuel vehicles in the January issue of our Detroit magazine. Welcome back, Paul.
Good to be with you.
You have covered all of the news conferences, all of the big vehicle reveals at the North American International Auto Show this year. And amidst the luscious luxury cars and those muscle cars, like that new 650-horsepower Corvette you recently test drove, you lucky dog. But the automakers are still thinking green, aren't they?
Yeah, and what's very interesting is they're thinking green and performance at the same time. One of the big previews at the Detroit Auto Show was, you ready for this?
What?
A 550-horsepower hybrid. Ooh. It's called the Acura NSX. So if you were to peel back that beautiful skin, what you would discover underneath is a V6 gas engine and an electric motor powering the rear wheels. And it's, by the way, a turbocharged engine. And then on the front, you have two electric motors, one for each wheel. So you have all-wheel drive, you have a concept called torque vectoring, which uses power to help steer you through a corner, and when you are nailing it, well, we expect they're going to be doing 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds or so. At the other extreme, when you are just taking it easy, I wouldn't be surprised if they have, when the EPA finishes the numbers, better than 40 miles a gallon in terms of highway driving.
You know, that is important because performance has been a question when you talk about the alternatives. I mean, I want to be green, but boy, I want to have some fun when I'm driving and not plugging earnestly along in the slow lane.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what's really cool about what's going on right now. We are seeing an explosion of performance. It is the golden age of muscle cars, believe it or not. Look, you've got that 700-horsepower Dodge Charger and the Dodge Challenger. You've got the 650-horsepower Corvette Z06, like you mentioned earlier. And then you have the Corvette Stingray, which is only 450-horsepower, the base car. But who could imagine a 450-horsepower car doing 0 to 60 in less than 4 seconds that is also getting 31 miles a gallon on the highway?
Well, because as we talk about all these fun muscle cars, and I know there were a lot of great luxury cars that were also revealed, you've got the auto companies saying, yeah, but we've got this issue of these tough new CAFE standards that start phasing in next year. So they need to meet those. And in that way, they need to get us interested in alternate fuel vehicles.
Yeah, even some things that seem fairly conventional are really getting much better fuel economy because of all sorts of improvements under the hood. You've got 7, 8, 9, and soon we're going to even have 10-speed automatic transmissions. You have turbocharging. I mentioned that the NSX also is turbocharged. Look at the Ford F-150. This is a great example of how the world has changed. That vehicle, you know, it's a big truck, and you associate that with what? Big block V8 engines, right?
Yes. Yes.
Except half of the F-150s that Ford sells right now are powered by V6s. There are two new versions using the so-called EcoBoost engine. These are turbocharged engines. And in fact, the most capable version of the Ford F-150, the new aluminum one, is a turbocharged V6, not a V8. That tells you how the world has changed.
I'm talking with automotive writer Paul Eisenstein. His story in Our Detroit, current issue, is considering the alternatives. You know, it isn't easy going green, but they're working at it. Let's talk a little about the 2016 Volt. Why do you feel that's particularly good news for Michigan?
It's pretty good news for Detroit and for General Motors because, first of all, I think it'll be a lot more competitive a vehicle than the first-generation model that they had. For Detroit and for the region, it's important because they are moving a lot of the production of components for this vehicle, the plug-in hybrid, to Michigan. I think 70% of the vehicle will be produced in Michigan, down to some of the electric powertrain systems that were not produced here before. Now, this is a real transition. The original Volt was the first mass market plug-in hybrid. And for those who don't know what plug-ins are, they have a combination of a regular gasoline engine and a battery motor, electric vehicle system. What it's designed to do is drive initially or primarily under battery power, but when you run the charge down, unlike a regular battery vehicle, the gas engine will fire up and it'll keep it going. And that's a big transition. You don't have to worry about range anxiety in this case.
And I think range anxiety, when I talk with anyone I know, friends, just conversations about EVs, the biggest concerns are the range anxieties and charge times. Because didn't those early EVs take up to a day to recharge?
Some of them can. And even now, if you're going to charge from a 110 volt outlet, you're going to spend a lot of time charging. Now, one of the things that happens is the Volt upgrades its internal combustion engine to an all new design that's quieter, more fuel efficient. It's also getting an improved battery pack. It's smaller, lighter, yet more powerful. And this is where batteries are going. They're going to be smaller, lighter, more powerful, and cheaper. We should be seeing battery prices drop substantially in the next few years. So you have room for five, not four. You don't have this big tunnel where a lot of the battery pack is between the passengers, left and right. And it'll get up to 50 miles on a charge before the gas engine kicks in. Now, that's starting to push in the territory of some of the regular pure battery electric vehicles on the road. GM's estimating that 90% of Volt buyers, 90% of motorists in America in general, would be able to use that car without ever running the gas. They're expecting that on average, Volt users will go 1,500 miles between fill-ups.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're already at 900, which is significant. GM also brought out the Chevy Bolt. I know it's confusing people. The name will probably change by the time they get to production. The Bolt is going to take the electric vehicle, they hope, into a new category, more mainstream. Most of them right now get 75 to maybe 100 miles range. The rare exception has been the Tesla, a Model S, which can get up to 300 if you want to spend $80,000 to get the big battery pack. The Bolt will be around $30,000 after all the tax credits and the like, and that should get you 200 miles range, and that's significant. But more importantly, expect to see a lot of conventional vehicles, gas-powered vehicles, that will be using electrification to allow them to get better fuel economy. And then there's another issue. That is, of course, the corporate average fuel economy mandate, which jumps a fair bit by 16,
right,
and then takes a huge jump to 54.5 MPG by 2025. And by the way, we're not the toughest. If you go over to Europe, they focus on CO2 content, and the numbers they said are even more demanding. I think it works out to something like 70 miles a gallon. And China is cracking down, and Japan's cracking down. In fact, China really wants to go as much as possible to a nearly all-electric fleet of automobiles. So they're leaning on consumers very hard to make the switch.
Can't let you go without us touching on diesels and hydrogen power.
Diesel's interesting technology that virtually vanished from the United States because the diesels of the 80s were so bad. And suddenly Europe, over the last decade or so, developed new diesels, primarily using turbocharging, and they became great, high fuel efficiency, much cleaner, and they also stopped stinking. They were quick. I mean, there are some high-performance diesels out there. Audi's been winning Le Mans, the endurance races, and some others, running a diesel race car. So in Europe, they're almost half of the new vehicle market. Here, they are growing. They're still very small. The big problem is that while they get a lot better mileage, the price of diesel has not been plunging like the price of gasoline. So that's an issue.
Yes. And hydrogen, how close are we to a hydrogen transition that's for real?
If you're looking at a time when hydrogen is a significant player in the automotive market, that's a good distance away. But the first hydrogen car on the road in recent times came from Hyundai, of all people. It's a version of their Tucson Sport utility vehicle. And we are about to see an all-new dedicated hydrogen vehicle from Toyota called the Mirai, which will be here by mid-year. And then Honda will be in 2016. Here's a conundrum. Hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe, but it's not readily available. You have to get it through all sorts of complex things. You electrolyze water, you crack natural gas. There's a ready supply of it. You see it out in California. They use it a lot for industrial purposes. And California does have a network in Southern California. The state has passed legislation putting a lot of money aside to create a hydrogen infrastructure, and there's private money going into it. Honda and Toyota are both funding some of that. Now, here's the good thing. For those who do want hydrogen, the newest technology seems to be reasonably quick and competitive. You can get up to 300 miles on a tank full, and it takes 3 or 5 minutes to fill your tank, much like you would if you were putting in gasoline.
Fascinating stuff. Lots to think about as we consider the alternatives. Paul Eisenstein covers the auto industry. He's publisher of thedetroitbureau.com, and you can find his in-depth look at the state of alternative fuel vehicles in the January issue of Our Detroit magazine. Paul, thanks so much.
My pleasure to be with you.